AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It appears that as that German jetliner descended toward a mountainside in France, one of the pilots was locked out of the cockpit, banging on the door, trying to get back in. This word comes from an official who knows what is on the cockpit voice recorder. The plane slammed into a mountainside with 150 people on board. Lufthansa is saying only that the pilots on board were experienced and trained. One of them was just a year and a half out of flight school. Meanwhile, our Lori Hinnant reports from France that grieving relatives are beginning to arrive near the crash site.
A makeshift chapel and meeting space has been set aside for them. Locals have actually offered up rooms for them because there's not a lot of places to stay in this extremely remote area.
Now to Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. One expert thinks he may wind up with a dishonorable discharge but no jail time after being charged by the military with desertion. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani has been talking with another expert about what may be ahead for Bergdahl.
The two charges are desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Colonel Daniel J.W. King says the second one carries the stiffest penalty if convicted.
Possible confinement for life.
But former Army Judge Advocate Greg Rinke does not think the Army wants to punish Bergdahl for abandoning his unit before being held 5 years by the Taliban.
I think what they're looking for is for the defense to put in a discharge in lieu of court-martial. In my opinion, I think the Army would accept it.
And he says it would be hard for the Army to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Bergdahl actually deserted. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
One person dead, several injured in Oklahoma after storms ripped roofs off buildings and snapped off the power for tens of thousands of people. It may have been a tornado that hit a mobile park near Tulsa. They're not sure yet. This is AP Radio News. Arizona's governor isn't saying what he'll do about a bill state lawmakers have passed dealing with abortion. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The Arizona legislature has passed a bill that requires abortion providers to tell women the effects of an abortion medication might be reversible. It's believed to be the first time such legislation has passed in the U.S. Critics say there's no science to back up the provision. The proposal is primarily designed to bar women from buying any health care plan through the federal marketplace that includes abortion coverage. Opponents say the bill is another attempt by politicians to insert themselves into women's health care decisions. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson says his son, former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., has been released from a federal prison in Alabama this morning. He went in a year and a half ago following his guilty plea to illegally spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign funds on items like furs and vacations. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.